Star 88.3, this is Conversations. I'm Melissa Montana. I'm having a conversation today about the Word of God, which is life-giving. And to think that we have it so easily accessible, we forget how easy it is and how blessed we are. There are places around the world that don't even have a Bible in their language, and we want to help out with that. So with my friend once again, Michael Woolworth, he's the Senior Director of Broadcast Media with Bible League International. We were collecting your support during a partnership drive recently, and we gave a Bible for each gift of $100 or more. And now, since we're past that, we still want to collect Bibles because we have a goal for that also. Michael, thank you for your time. Tell me, for someone that says, what's Bible League International all about? What is that, my friend?
Well, let me tell you, Melissa, together we've said, can we bless 2,400 Bibleist believers that we know by name at Bible League, now in our 86th year of ministry all over the world? We've been a part of the Great Commission since Good Friday, 1938, Melissa.
Wow.
And, you know, we've worked together as two ministries. Last spring, we came together, and your listeners blessed thousands of Bibleist believers in the region of Asia. But, Melissa, if you follow, church growth organizations that keep a finger on the pulse of church growth here in America, they will tell you that it's somewhat on the decline here in America. Now, our prayer is that changes, but it does cause you to look in other parts of the world. And this is where it's growing fastest. It's Latin America. It's the Middle East. It's the continent of Africa, the region of Asia. And because of this incredible growth, Melissa, we estimate that at Bible League, that as many as 9 of 10 new believers who have just come to saving faith in Jesus, do not have a Bible. Can you imagine?
No.
So basic to the Christian faith. You know, something you and I could do every day. In fact, you know, I do it. In fact, Melissa, people ask me in what I do with Bible League, what does it mean for me personally? Listen, there's not a morning that I open my Bible that I don't thank God that I have His Word in my own language at a level I can understand. But we've said together as two ministries, can we do it for 2,400 Bibleist believers who today are crying out for the Word of God?
Amen. That gets me so excited just to think that we have something easily at our fingertips, and that's why it's easy to take for granted, Michael. You know that. I do too at times. I'm just so glad to open it every day and hear it and read it. But we want this in the hands of people that say, we want a Bible. I want a Bible. And the stories we shared of the children that say they want a Bible for their family so they can read it together. Doesn't that move your heart?
Well, yeah, you know, there's people that come to saving faith. Isn't that what we pray for, right?
Yes.
And so, you know, it's not enough to just pray, okay, Lord, we pray you in a blanket way, bless the believers over there. This is an opportunity to come alongside them. Let me tell you about Timbe in Mozambique. What's his story? He grew up as the grandson of the village witch doctor. He knew nothing of Jesus, Melissa, but he eventually married. He and his wife had two sons. One day, those sons went missing. You know what? They put a search party together, found out they'd actually been executed at the hands of this witch doctor, a grandfather in his world of all of that spiritual darkness, right?
Wow.
But I can tell you, a Christian invited this man and his wife, who were in a deep depression, to come hear the hope of the gospel. And I can tell you, they have come to Jesus. They've led 200 people to Christ there in Mozambique and Africa. So is that a story filled with tragedy? It is, but it's also of hope. And that's 200 Christians today praying for Bibles. And listeners, that's what we're asking you today, is to step into their stories and send them exactly what they're praying for, is not an end of the suffering they face, but it's what?
Right.
The Word of God.
That's right. And it leads us to the hope eternal, which is in heaven with our Father. So we want the Word of God out there. $5 gets a Bible. $5 is all. So you can do that. You can do 10 Bibles. You can do 100 Bibles. Everything you need to know about how to buy a Bible, I should say, how to get a Bible to share with someone else, is at star883.com. Just click on Bible League and you will make that happen.